Maybe it's honestly just the video, and they're following up on that, Link wondered to himself. He honestly didn't recall the incident. That should be easy enough for him to explain, even if it didn't answer his own pressing questions about why and how it happened, or why, for the life of him, he was blanking on the details of it all. Link decided to take his chances. He had to know more. This wasn't something he could just let go, and he was pretty sure that "I don't recall" wasn't going to fly as an excuse with the two agents sitting in front of him. "For the sake of argument," Link began cautiously, "let's assume there's a missing girl, as you claim."
"There is a missing girl," Decker interrupted.
"Isn't that a local issue for Boston PD?" Link continued, ignoring the agent's remark. "Help me out here, guys. I'm struggling to understand why VICAP is involved. And if you want me to help with this case, you have a funny way of buttering me up to ask." Agent Decker smirked at the question, and Link knew at once that the agent was going to bite. Decker couldn't resist the temptation to show off his cockiness. He was the type to bring a gun to a knife fight, or in this case, to bring a sledgehammer when a fly swatter would work fine, just because he could.
"Stop stalling. We told you, the girl is missing," Decker repeated, exaggerating the S sound like a snake hissing in Link's ear.
"I don't like this guy," Link thought, "and I get along with everyone, so that's saying a lot. But I don't trust this guy. There's something off about him."
Decker's smirk unfurled into a full-toothed grin as he continued.
"The video of you assaulting Miss Carson was uploaded to the university's website and posted to several social media channels at the exact same time about 2 hours ago. It just started going viral within the last 15 minutes. We're still looking into that part, but we traced the source IP address of the initial upload," he went on, pausing for the briefest of moments as he pondered whether he should reveal all his cards this early.
"And?" Link asked, noticing that the agent had stopped talking. It seemed like they were toying with him now. They probably assumed they had their man and considered it an open and shut case. "This interview is not off to a good start."
"The video was posted from a location out of state, just over the border. Therefore, ipso facto, we have a missing person we believe was transported across state lines."
"You can spoof a source IP," Link replied matter-of-factly. "Even a basic proxy server could alter the IP address of whoever uploaded the video."
"Nicely done, Link. Use the third person to refer to the uploader. Don't say I or me. Deflect."
He wanted to pat himself on the back for his quick thinking, but in reality, it was reflexive.
"Sure," Decker noted. "IPs can be rerouted. Who cares? For now, we have an out-of-state IP address, and that's enough to go on. We don't have a body, but the video clearly shows that you violently assaulted the girl."
At this, Decker pulled out his own cell phone from his pocket. He tapped a few keys and turned the screen to face Link. Link winced, then looked away.
"We have reason to believe Miss Carson was seriously harmed, if not killed. Catch my drift?"
Decker raised his eyebrows.
"Missing person, serious assault, crossing state lines. VICAP is assisting the investigation here."
The smile faded from Decker's face as he stood up and put his hands on his waist, taking several steps towards Link.